The Trump administration has consistently tried to implement and in some cases strengthen immigration and border policies. Some have been blocked by the courts, while others have gone into effect past the concerns of opponents. One policy that came about as the result of an agreement between the U.S. and Mexico is called Remain in Mexico, and it requires thousands of asylum seekers to be in five Mexican border cities rather than stay in the U.S. while awaiting court proceedings. Rafael Carranza of the Arizona Republic has written about the policy and is with me. Rafael, let's start with some background. What is Remain in Mexico intended to do?
So this policy was implemented, rolled out at the start of the year, and it's an agreement between the U.S. and the Mexican governments that allows the U.S. to send back asylum seekers back to Mexico so that way they can wait for their court proceedings from the Mexican side. And this is being implemented in five border areas, but Arizona is not among them.
Should we read anything into that in particular?
When this agreement was reached, Mexico specifically acceded to it in the condition that these migrants would be sent back to certain cities on the Mexican side of the border. These five cities, you know, are some of the larger cities, binational communities. We don't know the reason why Arizona was not included, you know, among those areas, but it's just not among those five regions.
What makes this particular one so contentious?
It's become a very big hot button issue because, you know, this is an attempt by the Trump administration to restrict asylum. And, you know, some critics say that it's basically undermining the laws that the U.S. has signed on to both, you know, nationally and internationally to safeguard asylum protections. And in this case, you know, it's having a big impact because these individuals, rather than pursue their claims inside the United States, you know, they're having to do it in another country that's, you know, not theirs. They're not originally from Mexico. And so that has placed a lot of barriers, especially, you know, when it comes to legal representation. You know, in many cases, you know, the migrants are being sent back to cities and areas that are hundreds of miles away from where their court hearing is going to take place. So that places additional hardships in trying to get there and finding ways to do that, especially if, as they're waiting for that court date, they don't have any resources, any jobs, or any way to get there.
So even though Arizona is not an official part of Remain in Mexico, how have communities at this point, like Yuma and Nogales, for example, been affected?
Most of the Arizona border has not been impacted. Nogales being the main border city here, it's not in place, you know, in Nogales or in Agua Prieta, which is another of the major cities. However, when it comes to the Yuma, San Luis area, the Border Patrol sector based in Yuma, which covers the western third of the Arizona border, they have been sending back migrants to the neighboring El Centro sector in California. And so what they're doing is that the migrants that they apprehend crossing through Yuma and San Luis, they're being processed as part of Remain in Mexico. And then they're being sent back to, they're being sent to California and then to the Mexican border city of Mexicali. And that has been going on for some months now, since March.
Now, is there any indication from Department of Homeland Security that they're going to expand this operation? Or if they do, will there be any planning that goes into it?
They've been very tight-lipped about any plans for the future expansion of the program. We do know that since it is an agreement with Mexico, we've been told that Mexico has asked the U.S. government to limit any returns to the five cities that it's currently, you know, being implemented in. But there's no indication given that they will be expanding it to any additional border cities like San Luis or Nogales. However, you know, there's been some reports that the U.S. government plans to transport migrants that they apprehend in areas that don't have this policy in place to some of the cities and sectors that do, which is what is happening precisely in Yuma. You know, the program is not in place in that part of the border, but they are being transported to Calexico and Mexicali, which is close by, and they do have that program in place there.
Whether people generally agree or disagree with what the administration is doing, is there any indication it's actually accomplishing what the administration wants? And then again, in turn, how is that affecting the migrants?
It's a bit unclear, you know, what impact it may, you know, have directly or indirectly in the Arizona border. What I have come across in my reporting is that, you know, migrants are becoming aware of these changes in policy, and then, you know, they're using that information both on what they read in the news and what they hear, you know, from word of mouth from other relatives or friends that have already come before them. You know, they're paying attention to what's happening at the border. And so, for instance, in San Luis, I talked to some migrants who knew that, you know, that the U.S. government is not returning individuals back to Mexico along the Arizona border. So they'll, you know, that's why they chose to present their claims, you know, at the Arizona border in particular, instead of going, say, to California or to, you know, the El Paso area or other parts of the Texas border. You know, that's something that migrants are noticing and using it to their advantage.
That is Rafael Carranza. He covers the border for the Arizona Republic. Rafael, thank you for the time.
Thank you so much for having me.